Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional, podcast number 741. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this podcast is to encourage you, exhort you, challenge you, and motivate you to simply just pray. This podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They simply just need to pray. If I can get you to just pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, by faith, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts in the Word of God, the Holy Bible. Beloved, our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Isaiah 16:12, which reads, "And it shall come to pass when it is seen that Moab is weary on the high place, that he shall come to his sanctuary to pray, but he will not prevail." Well, allow me now, dear friends, to share with you some important points regarding this passage from Matthew Henry's commentary, one of the best devotional, if not the best devotional Bible commentary there is. In the close of chapter 16, we see the insufficiency of the little g gods of Moab, the false gods, to help them. Moab shall be soon weary of the high place. He shall spend his spirits and strength in vain in praying to his idols. They cannot help him, and he shall be convinced that they cannot. It is seen that it is to no purpose to expect any relief from the high places on earth. It must come from above the hills. Men are generally so stupid that they will not believe till they are made to see. The vanity of idols and of all creature confidences nor will come off from them till they are made weary of them. But When he is weary of his high places, he will not go as he should to God's sanctuary, but to his sanctuary, to the temple of Chemosh, or Chemosh, the principal idol of Moab, so it is generally understood. And he shall pray there to as little purpose and as little to his own case and satisfaction as he did in his high places. For whatever honors idolaters give to their idols, they do not thereby make them at all the better able to help them. Whether they are the D majorum gentium, little g gods of the higher order, or minorum of the lower order, they are alike the creatures of men's fancy and the work of men's hands. Perhaps it may be meant of their coming to God's sanctuary when they found they could have no succors or no help from their own high places. Some of them would come to the temple of God, the real God, at Jerusalem, to pray there, but in vain. He will justly send them back to the false little g gods whom they have served. Beloved, our featured prayer motivator quote for today is from P.T. Forsyth. He said, prayer is not mere wishing, it is asking. With a will, it is energy. We turn to an active giver, therefore we go into action. My personal encouragement for you today is this: God is in heaven waiting to hear from us through prayer. Some think God is too busy with billions of people around the world to listen to their prayers. But God is interested in hearing your prayer, and he is waiting to answer your prayer. So just pray. Our prayer motivator devotional today is titled Prayer is Putting God to Work, Part 6, from the book The Weapon of Prayer by Ian Bounds. Ian Bounds goes on to say, how full of meaning is this series of remarkable intercessions made by Abraham? Here we have arguments designed to convince God and persuade God to change his purpose. We see deep humility but holy boldness as well. Perseverance and advances made based on victory in each petition. Here we have enlarged asking, encouraged by enlarged answers. God stays and answers as long as Abraham stays and asks. To Abraham, God is existent, approachable, and all-powerful. But at the same time, he defers to men, acts favorably on their desires, and grants them favors, asked for. Not to pray is a denial of God, a denial of his existence, a denial of his nature, and a denial of his purposes toward mankind. God has specifically to do with prayer promises in their breadth, certainty, and limitations. Jesus Christ presses us into the presence of God with these prayer promises, not only by the assurance that God will answer, but that no other being but God can answer. He presses us to God because only in this way can we move God to take a hand in earth's affairs and induce him to intervene in our behalf. All things whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive, says Jesus Christ. And this all comprehensive condition not only presses us to pray for all things, everything great and small, but it sets us on and shuts us up to God. For who but God can cover the illimitable of universal things and can assure us certainly of receiving the very thing for which we may ask in all the thesaurus of earthly and heavenly good. It is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who makes demands on us to pray, and it is he who puts himself and all he has so fully in the answer. He it is who puts himself at our service and answers our demands when we pray. And just as he puts himself and the Father at our command in prayer to come directly into our lives and to work for our good, so also does he engage to answer the demands of two or more believers who are agreed as touching any one thing. If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. None but God could put himself in a covenant so binding as that, for God only could fulfill such a promise and could reach to its exacting and all-controlling demands. God only can answer for the promises. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to actually pray. Please remember the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request at the end of this podcast. Please join me in prayer for others. Holy Father God in heaven, we praise you and we thank you for this time together. As you know, Lord, I really don't care for this title. And I pray that you'll help me to, for this particular lesson, help me to change it to something more appropriate. However, we understand what E.M. Bounds is talking about, how that we must have faith in you. We must pray to you, and we must expect you to work and to move and to do what we are asking of you, if it is in your will. Have mercy and grace upon us all, for Jesus Christ's sake, who are saints, who are saved. Forgive us of our sins, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us, and fill us, Lord, afresh and anew with the fullness and the power of your Holy Spirit. And now, Lord, we pray for over 3 million people to come to know you as Savior. We pray, Lord, for the revival of your church. We pray for the healing of Christian families. We pray for the healing, Lord, and awakening in this country, this nation. We pray for your blessings and guidance for all pastors, church leaders, and missionaries. And Lord, we pray for the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president, for all governmental officials who run this country, and all other countries. Now, Lord, we pray also for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests. We pray for Isaac. Please bless him with the sponsors he needs for his orphanage. We pray for Pania. Please bless his ministry. We pray for Naeem. Please bless his life and ministry. And Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have trusted you as Savior in their hearts recently. And we pray, Lord, that you would confirm them in the faith and have them grow in the faith to become the Holy Spirit-filled Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Tammy, Borket and Kobe, we commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. And Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Hippolytus, Mabina, and Nomaquizi as well. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at PrayerMD.com or PrayerMotivatorDevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.